Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. Last week, I talked to Carol Hostler about her great little restaurant in Central Oregon, Sisters Oregon, to be exact. This week, we finish all that up. Don't go away. You're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. You know, last week I told you how my husband and I, we go to Central Oregon every year to Deschutes County, and we really stay there to escape the heat of Arkansas. Well, we didn't escape much this year because it was so beautiful here, but we did have a great time, and I introduced you to the porch and Chef Carol Hostler. That's Carol with a Y, only one I know. But anyway, one of my favorite things that I learned when I was at the porch in Sisters, Oregon, was the way to remember the different kinds of Pacific Northwest salmon. I don't know if you remember her assistant talking, but she talked about the thumb being the chum, and then the index finger, like you poke someone in the eye, is a sockeye, and then the middle finger is the king, and then the ring finger is silver, like silver salmon, and the pinky is pink salmon. Well, you know, we had coho salmon. So I went and looked, and someone else told me a different take on this, but it's very similar. It's the thumb is chum, the index finger, sockeye, same thing. But the middle finger is the oh-no finger or the coho finger. So that's the coho salmon, which is very common there and very good. And then the ring rhymes with king, so that's king salmon, and the pink is pink salmon. Both of them made sense to me, so you can use whatever one, but I will never forget the kinds of Pacific salmon anymore because I got my hand to remember all that. Anyway, where we left off with Carol was she was just getting ready to make a great seafood pot pie. So let's go back to the porch and the end of our story with the porch and Carol Hostler at Sisters, Oregon. Here we go.
I don't know anything about the school system in Sisters, which I just had a schooling on recently.
It is
pretty amazing.
Yeah, we have great Americana projects, the art programs.
Just the music, academic. Everything.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Really incredible.
It's amazing. So.
I mean, you've had Vince Gill here Lyle Lovett.
Yeah.
You have all these people that come in to support the program.
Yes, and they love it. And they come back for vacation, and they bought homes here. I mean, we have a lot of famous people here living here. We just don't pay attention to them.
That's a good thing. Well, let's go on back.
Okay.
So was the kitchen the kitchen?
The kitchen was not the kitchen.
Oh.
The kitchen was an area where she kept all the hair color. And so we kind of turned that into a waitress station, put countertops in, put a cooler in for the beer and wine. We have full cocktails. And then we have another small room off that where we put a dish machine in. That used to be the massage room. And it actually says breathe on the ceiling still. I left it. I didn't want to paint it. And then we have the back sun porch of the building, same as the front. And we turned that into our kitchen.
Wow. So now, was that difficult to do?
It was very difficult. I mean, putting a hood in, finding equipment that fit, the
plumbing
alone.
And you put a big cooler on the back.
We actually operate out of two refrigerators and one freezer.
Wow.
And that's it. We don't have a walk-in. We don't have much space, so our food turnover is really fast.
It's fresh.
Yeah, it's very fresh. Yeah. So we go through things.
Okay. So
it's
let's
a little
go.
Noisy in here.
That's
got
okay.
The hood going.
That's okay. I love that it says breathe up there. That's cracking me up.
See?
Yeah, I do. I love that. And sometimes when you're cooking, you have to breathe.
The back sun porch, it gets really hot back here. It's very hot back here. It's about 20 degrees hotter on a sunny day than it is outside. So,
the big fans,
big hood. I'm probably going to have to turn it back on again because it gets pretty hot in here. I'm going to go grab some, you can pause that and I'll grab some onions.
All right.
I'll bring them back out here.
Okay, we'll do something. So I'm
my nickname is Butters, and I have handfuls of
your
butter
here. Your nickname is Butters?
Seriously, Butters.
It's because you're so creamy.
It's so creamy. It's so sweet and creamy.
I just love butter. I'm making the seafood pot pie for tonight.
Good.
We try and do something kind of hearty casserole style.
Yeah.
Once again,
comfort food.
Comfort food. We've done... my kid's favorite is the chicken broccoli cheese casserole. And whenever I used to go visit them when they didn't live up here, they'd, Mom, make the casserole. So I would make the casserole. And it's always been one of their favorites. We've done the, my son does a great Greek moussaka. Just amazing. So I put a couple onions in. Like I said, I don't.
And you got 8 burners back here, and that's what you
do. I have 6 burners, a small grill, a small fryer, and that's it.
That is pretty amazing.
It's pretty small, so, but, you know, it works for us. We just made things work. We bought everything used. If anybody wants to go into the restaurant business, I always say don't buy anything new that you don't have to buy new.
Right.
Because there's so much out there that you can find that's used, so.
Lots of restaurants go out of business.
They do, and I've seen a lot go out of business, and I don't want to be the one that goes out of business.
No,
so I'm gonna,
it didn't look like it's happening anytime soon.
I want to be around for a long time. We spent the money where we needed to spend the money and try to. It was fun. It was really fun shopping, actually.
Yeah.
We went to, we got all our chairs from IKEA. And so we had 28 chairs in boxes in the back of our pickup truck that we had to put together with the Dutch instructions, I think it is.
Yeah.
So I've got some fresh asparagus here. Asparagus is great this time of year, especially in Oregon. Sizzle, sizzle. So I chopped this the asparagus, about half-inch pieces.
Yeah.
And throw it in with the onions that are sautéing. And I kind of like the seafood pot pie. It just has a great flavor.
Yes. And you know, I like asparagus with seafood.
I think it goes really well. A little tarragon, little asparagus, little mushrooms.
Yeah.
We kind of use whatever seafood I have. I don't believe in using old seafood in these dishes. A lot of restaurants.
That's why I
always tell people, don't ever order seafood pasta in a restaurant.
Because they're using up
the scraps. They only had 3 pieces of halibut left, so they couldn't put it on the menu. You got 2 pieces of salmon that's sitting there for a week. Don't order seafood pasta. Take it from a chef. Unless you've made it yourself, then you know you're good. Mushrooms, sometimes cremini, sometimes just white button mushrooms.
Yeah,
this one,
yeah.
A little better, the button. I don't want anything overpowering.
Right.
So, and I totally cheated today and I bought sliced ones.
That's okay. It's a shortcut then.
It's a shortcut. These are like my hands.
The tongs.
I have trouble using spoons. I always have tongs in my hand, and everybody knows don't touch my tongs. So.
Well, you got 4 of them sitting there.
Yeah, they're all hanging on the oven door.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good place for
them.
Yeah. Ooh, that looks yummy.
So we'll get that going. Today I'm going to put I have these huge scallops, some bay shrimp.
Oh, yum.
I've got some wild coho salmon.
Oh, okay.
That I'm going to put in there.
Well, and you know, that's going to be pretty because it's going to be nice and white and pink and
right.
red. And
the color of food is super important to me. Worked in a lot of fine dining restaurants. I don't want any brown plates with brown food without any contrast. Every dish that John and I make.
White food.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, every dish John and I make, like tonight we have what we call the baby. We call it the baby because it's got bay shrimp in it, and we have other shrimp dishes. So it's got this heirloom tomato bruschetta with balsamic vinegar. And then the bay shrimp, which brings that whiteness. And so you've got the beautiful red,
beautiful
brown
white.
Vinegar, beautiful white, lemony. So that's going to saute.
Okay.
This will be fun. You want to listen to me fillet a fish?
I love that. I don't think I've ever interviewed someone who's filleted a fish.
Wait, I got to find my fish.
Okay. Look at those little lavender creme brulees, and they're waiting to be cooked. She's got to go fishing.
I got to go fishing for my fish.
Oh, there it is. Bingo.
So this is wild coho.
Isn't it nice living where you can get really
great.
Nice fish?
It's really great.
You know, in Arkansas, we have to have it shipped in. But they do
well, what's
it so
native
quickly.
To there?
Catfish.
Which is
I
the one
catfish.
Food I don't like.
Oh, man, you got to come to Arkansas.
Maybe I haven't had it right.
You haven't had it right.
I get that old muddy stuff.
Oh, no. No.
People tell me to... So these are really beautiful fillets.
Oh, those are gorgeous. That's not pink, it's red.
It's red. Brittany was telling me this. Brittany, what is it about the coho?
Okay, so there's 5 types of salmon. And this is how I remember. I look at my hand and I think thumb rhymes with chum.
Chum is the lowest grade of salmon.
Yes, and then sockeye. Pokey in the eye,
sockeye. I like that with your
finger. And then king, the tallest middle finger. And then ring finger is silver, like, you know, your band or wedding.
So it's silver salmon.
Yeah. Yes, and then your pinky is pink.
The pink, which is the crib. They're pink because they're the only wild...
No, the sockeye.
The sockeye.
The sockeye is the only vegetarian salmon because they can't be farm-raised because they eat the wild shrimp. And that's why they're
that's
so pink.
They're so red.
Yes.
They're so pink.
Yes.
The pinky. I like it.
So these come in as a fillet with the skin on. These don't have the pin bone. Oh, I got a couple pin bones.
You could feel them.
You always feel for the pin bones. They're in a line usually, and they don't go all the way down the fillet. You can usually feel them, and I have little pliers, and usually I put my glasses on so
look
I can see what
that.
I'm doing. It's pretty cool. But you can feel them. This one has more.
Oh, I see them.
Yeah, you can see them. And so there's always a little belly flap on there, and I always just cut that off and throw it away. I use a really long, thin, flexible knife. It's got some bend
in it.
Yeah,
it does have some bend
in
it.
So I start at the tail end, and you kind of wiggle it, and then you grab the skin underneath. And hold the fish flat. And just kind of wiggling.
That's what you're filleting.
Bringing that knife back and forth and back and forth. And that's it.
And then look at that.
Pull that skin off.
Look at that. That's beautiful.
So you can make like a little rattleskin belt or something.
Or not.
Skin belt or not. Or you can throw it in the trash. Do a little trim on it.
And there you're also going to find bones. But
I am going to find some bones, but this one seems to be really clean today. This one piece. So
that's great.
I'm just going to cut this up in small pieces. It's going in the seafood pot pie. Normally, if we were doing an entree out of it, I would portion it out into about 5 or 6 ounce portions.
Yeah, into a nice fillet.
Yeah, a nice fillet. And, you know, I always tell people, don't worry about weighing it on the scale and getting it exactly. Look at your fish.
Right.
If you need to feed 3 people, split it into 3. It's not that difficult. But a lot of people struggle with that. They're afraid they're going to do it wrong or...
So you've got, and you're making nice little chunks
nice
here.
Little... You know,
bite-sized chunks
to go in that. This will go in first before the bay shrimp and the scallops.
When they talk about a salmon color, this is the
this
color.
This is like
this
the prettiest.
Is so pretty.
I don't know. Like I don't know if there's a flower that looks like that, but it's that people could relate to. But it's really pink and red.
Pretty.
Get those out.